Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage. Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring clinical and forensic psychologist Joni Johnston.
The man that's been accused of being the Long Island serial killer, Rex Huerman, his home, or his former home where he resided, his wife Asa and kids still residing there, raided again, not a year ago, but a second time. That's what we're talking about right now. And the focus onto the basement is kind of dungeonous area where we learned last year he had been hiding several hundred guns and child pornography. But Asa's been back in there living life. Now they're back. Joining me to discuss, Joni Johnston, forensic psychologist. Joni, a year later, going back and looking again, what could they possibly have had the reason to go back into the Elrip house for?
There has been so much speculation about why law enforcement's going back in. And, you know, based on some of the things that they, I guess, uncovered the first time, all the guns that they collected and those kinds of things. I mean, there's a lots of things that pop into my mind. And I'm assuming they've gotten some new information that has spurred this revisiting his house. I wonder if they're looking for trophies, perhaps, of victims, if they're looking for, you know, photographs, if they're looking for those kinds of things. I mean, I don't, you know, we don't know what they're looking for. But the fact that it's in a basement and they're focusing on the area, you know, again, makes me wonder if they're, if they think that he's hidden some things in there that they may have missed the first time. I know that there's a lot of talk about how, I guess, messy the house was when they first went in there. So I'm just, you know, my guess is they're looking for, obviously, for things that they may have missed the first time that they think maybe he is hidden somewhere in there.
It's kind of hard to find things in a hoarder house, even just basic things. And in something like this, where maybe you don't want things to be found and you're talking about decades and decades of collecting. I mean, a lot of stuff could easily just blend in with the trash, but may have been a trophy to him. Another interesting thought that I had on this, and I'm interested to get your perspective on it. Sometimes just inanimate objects, things that really had nothing to do with the case, just their placement, where they might be, where someone else who may have been in the house who has testimony to give about maybe some of these parties, maybe about who might have been at some of these parties and such, or participating or not, whatever it may be. Those sort of pieces can tie a case together as well, can they not?
They definitely can. So you're absolutely right. Maybe they've talked to some people. They've got additional information about what the basement looked like or some items that were in there, and they're going in there to corroborate things, mm-hmm. maybe take pictures. So you're absolutely right. They don't have to be looking for specific things to take out. Although we do know from what we've seen in terms of photos and video that they have taken some things out mm-hmm. of the house this time. So we don't know what that means. You know, are these the things they were looking for? Are these additional items that they're going to, you know, peruse and mm-hmm. go through and see what they have? There are so many questions about this, and I think we're all really, really curious. what spurred the second search?
It's a lot of speculation right now, but I mean, and folks have to understand too. Just because they had the warrant a year ago to go in doesn't mean they can just go knocking anytime and like, oh, we forgot a few things. You mind if we come back in? No, they have to go back. They have to go get another warrant. And judges aren't always the most keen to do that unless you really have a solid reason to go back in. So that lends me to guess that there must be something pretty solid here. It does make me wonder as well, does this have anything to do with the original four, or are we starting to get into territory of other potential victims here?
You know, you're absolutely right, because judges are not only oftentimes reluctant to give a second search warrant, or they want to know what it's for, but mm-hmm. they want you to identify specifically what you're looking for.
Yeah.
So, you know, one of the things that I'm curious about is they must be looking for very specific things, mm-hmm. because you can't just say on a search warrant, hey, we just want to go in and look around again and go on a hunting expedition. They want to know specifically, what are you looking for? What is it based on? Mm-hmm. What information do you have now that you didn't have a year ago that would warrant me granting you another search warrant?
Asa Elrup, who resides there, that's his wife. They're still married. She originally, kind of publicly disowned him, but no, she's sticking around. She's even made the statement that she believes that he wasn't capable of doing these sort of things as she continues to film her documentary with 50 Cent. She was out of town when they came in for the second search. Was that on purpose that they made the search while she was out of town? I should preface it.
Now, my first thought was yes, that they somehow found this out. But the fact that the daughter was there makes me wonder if they would do that. Because, you know, this is a young girl. She's in her mid to late 20s. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure they would pick a time when she would be by herself in the house. So, you know, when I thought about it further, I think this was more of a coincidence than it was them picking a time when Asa and her son were gone. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know why you would pick a time when the daughter is there and have to deal with all this and law enforcement.
Sure. Asa obviously has not been charged with anything, innocent as far as we know. But as they keep digging deeper, does she have some reason to be concerned here that they're back in her house, her residence that she's been in for a year?
Well, I can't imagine what it would be like to have law enforcement showing up not once but twice to go through your house, and unexpectedly both times. Mm-hmm. And so I think it is hard on a family when you have law enforcement coming, and you know, you probably start to wonder, can they show up at any time?
Sure.
You know, I can't have any stability in my life. When you say, should she be worried? I've always been very, very reluctant. I still am to think that a spouse would be involved unless I have compelling reason to think that.
Yeah.
Because there have been so many situations of serial killers whose wife had no idea. Wives had no idea this was going on. Maybe they thought they were cheating on them. Maybe they thought there were some odd things in their behavior. Mm-hmm. But most of us, you know, as spouses, the last thing we're going to think is, oh, it's because my husband's a serial killer. Yeah. That's why he's doing these kind of strange things, or that's why he's gone, or whatever.
Yeah.
So, and I think that we owe that to her.
I agree. And I think one thing, and maybe there's an agreement, I'm just speculating here, but maybe there was an agreement that, it's an open relationship. You can go do whatever you want. And, you know, that's your thing. If that's, it's going to lead to weird, suspicious behavior if you're living that sort of lifestyle. Not necessarily to think he's murdering someone, but odd kind of sneaky behavior would be par for the course if that's kind of how you guys live.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, I think that there's a huge gamut mm-hmm. in terms of potential explanations for her not necessarily not knowing what's going on. You're right. People have all kinds of relationships inside their home. Mm-hmm. So did she know something? What did, you know, did she suspect something and turn a blind eye? Do they have mm-hmm. some kind of agreement?
Yeah.
Or do they have an unspoken agreement? Do they have an open agreement?
Yeah.
Do they have an open marriage? We don't know any of that stuff. That's a far cry from saying at this point that we have evidence that she was potentially a partner in these alleged serial murders.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. I'm very interested to see that documentary when it comes out, because I'm really interested to hear her point of view on all this, because otherwise it's just been speculation, and hearing from the source itself, you know, can be incredibly powerful.
Yes, I completely agree with you.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to take care of yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.